In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Many of the fathers of the church, in commenting on the prophet Ezekiel, talk about the path of a Christian being one as becoming all I. That the Christian is one who has vision, who can behold things. And this is for us in Holy Week, a time for us to become all I, to be able to behold, to be able to be like the angels who are able to, with unceasing praise, without sleep, fly around the Holy One. It is in this time especially that we see our Lord in his face having turned towards Jerusalem and therefore to the cross, that there is all sorts of consternation, confusion, envy, strife, all sorts of things that bubble up all around him. We see that those around our Lord, as we know from earlier in the Gospels, don't fully comprehend or understand him, but as especially as we come to these Gospel readings in this part of Holy Week, that we really see how the passions cloud the eyes of all those around him. First, we have the fig tree, which of course does not have any eyes, but that it is the apostles who are astonished when our Lord, finding it without fruit, curses it and it withers immediately. So we heard in the hymnody that there is for us a strong word that we are to be fruitful, that we are to bear the fruit of the Spirit, that we are to not be like those who question our Lord and wondering how they can trap him, trip him up, or figure out how they might be able to dodge or outsmart him. You can see when our Lord, being questioned, asked them, you know, where is your authority, that he turns and asks them, then why, what about John the Baptist? And you can see them working through all of this. If we say it's from heaven, then we didn't listen to a word from heaven. If we don't do this, the people will be mad at us. There is no vision. There's no desire. There is no ability to behold. Everything is up for configuring what's the best angle that I can get. It is not a simplicity. It is not all I. It is cloudy. It is driven by ego. It is driven by greed. It is driven by envy. It is driven by sundry passions. This is why the vine dressers, when they receive people into this nice vineyard that God had created, that they are up to the mischief of even killing. Because as the passions begin in us and cloud our vision, they infect and destroy other parts of our body, such that we cannot even understand fully who we are once they have taken full root and have made themselves manifest in us. We are to, like Joseph running from Potiphar's wife, we are like the fig tree that needs to bring forth fruit. We need to desire the truth And then when we are confronted with the truth, to be able to submit ourselves to it. And this, of course, begins with the ability to say, I am wrong. I am not the definer of my own existence, my own goods, my own reality. But if I am going to actually behold, to be able to actually see clearly, I need to submit myself to the one who is all good. It is for us in this Holy Week, the very beginning of this, a time for us to set aside the time to be able to behold. I don't know about you, but it takes me time to actually see something. Have you ever been to a museum and it feels like you can see only so much while everyone else is maybe running all around? It's like one museum visit you might be able to get, if you're really looking at something, maybe two or three pieces, if you're really looking at it. This requires patience. This requires a kind of apprenticeship and obedience to the piece of art. And so, brothers and sisters, we have before us the most beautiful thing of all, our Lord. And this week demands of us, begs of us to pay attention, to become all eye, to behold the beautiful bridegroom who has come for us, to summon us out of the depths of our own weakness, sickness, depravity, and all of the things that swirl around us that we grab onto that are not him. So brothers and sisters, let us, as following the heed, taking heed of our fathers before us, let us strive to become all eye this week, so that we can behold not only our Lord's glorious and beautiful sacrifice for us, but his most glorious and radiant resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.